There's a model on OpenRouter right now called Ox Alpha, listed under the Stealth Provider namespace, with no public announcement of who built it or what it's trained on. It scored 176 upvotes and 135 comments on Hacker News, and most of that discussion was people benchmarking it against other frontier models and speculating about its provenance. The mystery is deliberate. The stealth label is a known open router mechanism for model providers who want real-world usage data before a formal launch.
The interesting business angle there is what that stealth mechanism reveals about how model launches work now. You can't just publish a benchmark and claim victory anymore. The community is too sophisticated. They'll probe your model with specific failure cases, adversarial prompts, and domain-specific tests that no curated benchmark captures. Releasing quietly on OpenRouter lets you see how a real distribution of users actually interacts with the model before you stake your reputation on a public announcement.
DeepSeek's V4 Flash Vision experiment is playing in a different space. The VisionX variant is pushing multimodal capability into their flash inference architecture, which is designed for speed over raw capability. The HN discussion was smaller, only 8 comments, but the people commenting were clearly tracking it as a signal about where DeepSeek's roadmap is heading. They're not just competing on reasoning benchmarks anymore. They're trying to close the multimodal gap at low latency.
DeepSeek has been a consistent presence in the HN AI conversation this year. Every time they drop something new, even an experimental endpoint, people pay attention because their previous releases have punched above their announced compute budget in ways that were hard to explain by conventional scaling assumptions.
The paper that I think deserves the most airtime in this segment is the one arguing we should stop anthropomorphizing intermediate tokens as reasoning or thinking traces. This is a 2025 paper that's getting renewed attention, 251 upvotes, 195 comments, and the core argument is genuinely important. When a model like Claude 3.5 or a DeepSeek reasoning variant produces a long chain of tokens before giving its final answer, we tend to describe that as the model thinking. The paper argues this framing is misleading in ways that affect how we evaluate, interpret, and build with these systems.
Walk me through the argument, because I think there's a business implication here that gets missed in the purely technical discussion.
The core claim is that intermediate tokens in a reasoning trace are not a window into the model's cognitive process. They are a continuation of the output distribution. The model isn't thinking and then reporting its thoughts. It's generating tokens that are statistically consistent with what a thinking process looks like in the training data. Those intermediate tokens may or may not correlate with whatever internal computation is actually producing the final answer.
Which matters enormously for interpretability. If you're an organization using a model for high-stakes decisions, medical, legal, financial, and you're relying on the chain of thought output as an audit trail of the model's reasoning, this paper is saying that audit trail may be a post-hoc narrative, not a record of actual inference steps.
Exactly. And the HN comments were divided pretty sharply. Some people thought this was an important corrective to anthropomorphic hype. Others argued the distinction is overstated, that even if the intermediate tokens aren't really reasoning, they demonstrably improve accuracy on complex tasks. So the functional equivalence matters more than the philosophical framing.
That second position is the one that tends to win in practice because it's actionable. You can measure whether chain of thought improves outputs. You can't easily measure whether the model is really reasoning. But the paper's point isn't to reject chain of thought, it's to push back on the interpretive claims we layer on top of it.
There's a project called Huzzah that got 325 upvotes this week and 172 comments. And it's approaching AI-assisted coding from a different angle than most tools in this space. The creator, Daniel Vaughn, is arguing that the current paradigm, where you describe what you want in natural language and the AI writes the code, has a fundamental problem. The feedback loop between intention and implementation is too long and too opaque.
What's his alternative?
Huzzah tries to make the AI a collaborator at the structural level, not just the implementation level. Instead of generating code and asking you to review a wall of text, it surfaces decisions. Here's how I'm thinking about the architecture of this feature. Do you want to go this direction or that one? It's trying to keep the developer's mental model engaged throughout rather than handing them a finished artifact to rubber stamp.
The HN comment thread on that was interesting because some people loved the idea and others pushed back hard, arguing that the overhead of constant decision checkpoints defeats the purpose of AI assistance. There's a real tension between automation depth and developer agency that no single tool has resolved yet.
And then there's a project called Vomit. Yes, that's the actual name, which takes a very different approach. It uses a separate LLM to clean up Claude 5 token output. The premise is that frontier models sometimes produce verbose, padded, or structurally redundant outputs. And a lightweight post-processing model can strip that down more effectively than prompt engineering alone.
The name is doing a lot of work there, but 263 upvotes and 256 comments suggest the HN community found the concept genuinely interesting beyond the provocation of the title. The underlying idea that output quality can be improved by a specialized cleanup pass rather than trying to get everything right in one shot is actually a sensible systems design approach. Separation of concerns applied to LLM outputs.